Hey friends, welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones. I had to slow it down so y'all know exactly who the fuck I am. Hey! And on this podcast, we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome as well as a variety of what the fuck moments. We have lots of those. Paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and a lot of interesting random topics that I come across online. If you're new here, thank you so much for checking me out. Make sure you go ahead and check out my past episodes, because I'm telling you what, we discuss things from serial killers to hilarious drunken moments to ghost stories. So think of it as an audible variety show, if you will. Come on and join the silly. Okay, so it has been a busy week, okay? And, well, with work anyway. I was able to grace the internet gods with not one, but two YouTube videos. Now, one for each channel, mind you. So we tried some moonshine peaches and butter coffee. Yep, butter coffee on the Professionally Silly channel. And I have to say, all right, both were treats in my opinion. I like booze. I like peaches. Moonshine peaches, bitches. It was delicious. And it sounds good to me, and it was, okay? I like butter. I like coffee. Wasn't too thrilled to try it together, but I did it, and it turned out to be a lot better than I thought. A lot better than I thought. So check out those I'll Try That videos on my Professionally Silly channel. Isn't that just like the coolest name for a series? Trying different foods, activities, beverages, and more for the first time. I'll try that. You know, they are my favorite videos to make. So my cousin Chris and I, we went back to the Sylvester Cemetery in East Atlanta for the Paranormal Black Activity channel. Okay, that's my second channel that I have. And on that channel, I go to haunted locations and I do paranormal investigations to either disprove or prove that a place is haunted. I just started this channel literally a year ago. It was August of 2020 when I started that channel. So I'm really looking forward to where it's going to go. But anyways, we went back to the Sylvester Cemetery during the day because I'd already been there at night. And the first time we went, it was too dark. It was too dark to see anything. Okay, we certainly had a lot of things happen. We heard a lot of things. We felt a lot of things. It was a very interesting experience. It was insane. And both times that I went at night and day, we had some heavy paranormal activity. I think I mixed the word heavy and paranormal. Heavy activity both times I went. It was crazy, you know. And you can check out those two videos and more on that YouTube channel, my Paranormal Black Activity channel. And that's where we do my paranormal creepy stuff. And for the other fun, silly, random content, check out the Paranormal, wow, check out the Professionally Silly channel. I got a lot of P's going on here. Links to all the episodes that I mentioned, all the videos I mentioned are going to be down in the show notes below. And I tell you what, I have a lot of fun, you know, making the videos that I make. But a lot of work goes into them. So I hope that you guys can show some support simply by watching them, subscribing to the channels, and clicking the thumbs up button. And enjoy what you see. All of that stuff is free. So just, you know, come and join me on the visual silly. Let's do that. What's going on, Professionally Silly listeners? I have to share something amazing with you guys that is super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Now, they are a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Now, Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products. And they have even created the most potent CBD cigarette out there. So if you're interested in CBD cigarettes and or you may be interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, then this is for you. Check out their Instagram at Vance Global, V-A-N-C-E then the word global, and then take a look at the merchandise and see if there's something there that you want to purchase. And make sure that you use the coupon code SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post their link tree down below in the show notes of this episode. So last week, I had some embarrassing sex stories. That's what we talked about. Not my embarrassing sex stories. Let me reiterate. I found some online and I shared somebody else's, other people's embarrassing sex stories. You have to have sex to have embarrassing sex stories. Do you have any idea how long it's been since, you know what? We're not going to get into that. But we certainly had some crazy stories that I came across. We had a guy that vomited on a body part that no one wants vomit on or in. We have grandparents walking in on personal moments, if you catch my drift. And we had a dirty talk gone wrong. Just a bunch of embarrassing what the fuck moments that involve sexy time. All right. So if you haven't heard that episode yet, make sure you go ahead and you check it out because it was insanely effing funny. So that was last week. Today, idea? Is that today in Spanish? All right, anyways, today we are gonna we're gonna go back in time, honestly, for this podcast episode. Now, I did a episode this past October in 2020, all right, so last year, called Unusual Ways People Have Died. Yeah, it was a very interesting episode, and there are plenty of other bizarre ways that people have died. So I figured I would share some of those strange-ass stories with you in this episode. All right, now I guess this is a part two of that episode, if you want to call it that. That's fine. But I found me some weird ones. I found us some weird ones. So someone died in the other episode that I did. Someone died because of a lava lamp, their own beard, and even their own laughter. So if you want to hear more about those specific deaths, be sure to check that out because it was a lot of fun, that episode. And once again, I did it back in October 2020 of last year. So that was, it was a lot of fun. So it really doesn't matter which one you listen to first, honestly. You'll enjoy yourself either way. And thank the gods that you were not any of those people who died that weird way. So I'll make sure that I put the link to that specific episode down in the show notes to make it easier for you to find. That's my plan. So go ahead and check that out there. But before we get into today's deadly episode, let me remind you guys, if you have any of your own embarrassing, sexy moments, send those in. If you have any interesting ways that you died, send those in. I don't know. I don't know how many times you've died. I don't know your life. Send them in. I'm looking for some fun, creepy, or just plain interesting stories for the pod. So email me your interesting stories at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And I talk about a variety of topics here, as you know, if you're a loyal listener. Maybe your experience or your story will inspire an entire episode. You never know. All right, so join the silly. I did get a story emailed to me that will be probably next week's episode. And the subject title of that email was Scary Experience. So if any of you listening right now want to be part of that episode, send me your scary experiences to my email. And it's down in the show notes. And all you have to do is copy and paste that bad boy and send me your creepy, scary experience stories. That'd be awesome. And also, before we get started, if you want to show your support for the podcast, for this podcast, all you have to do is leave a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using, because what this does is it helps my podcast grow and earn new listeners. The more listeners I get, the more fun we can have. All right, so you never know. Maybe one day Professionally Silly Podcast will be as big as My Favorite Murder. It probably never will be, but I would love to be able to do live podcast shows with you guys and do fun things like that. I would love it. I would love to be able to make content as my day job. That is the dream. I would love that, but I can't get to that without you guys. So tell everybody you know about my podcast, my YouTube channels, because without your eyes, without your ears, I am nothing. So what? Let's just go ahead and get to these deaths, shall we? Let's talk about the people that died. All right. Okay, so let's welcome mirror.co.uk, mirror.co.uk, to the first round for these bizarre ways people died stories. By the way, I want you guys to tell me, like, either on the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly or the Professionally Silly Podcast group, which story that you heard today that you found the most interesting or the weirdest or the most whatever of this episode. Because we're going to start with an interesting one, but I am kind of curious as to which one of these stories I'm about to tell you that you liked the most. Okay, so let's go ahead and start the story off with a polyamorous Nigerian businessman. That's a lot. That's a lot of adjectives. A polyamorous Nigerian businessman. Say that five times super fast, okay? Polyamorous Nigerian businessman. Polyamorous Nigerian businessman. Polyamorous Nigerian businessman. Okay, whatever. It's harder than I thought. All right, technically, he died pleasing his wives. Plural. Let's get into that. Okay, and it reads here, Nigerian businessman and polygamist, wow, could not read, polygamist? And polygamist, let's see if I can say his name here, Yoroko Onwanja, I think that's how you say his name, Yoroko Onwanja, he died after being forced by five of six of his wives to have sex with each of them. This does not sound too bad to a lot of men listening to this, or a lot of women who like sleeping with women listening to this, but let's go on here, okay? It doesn't sound bad now, but we're just getting started here. So Yoroko was caught having sex with his youngest wife by the remaining five, who were jealous of him paying her more attention. They demanded that he also have sex with each of them, threatening him with knives and sticks. So he had intercourse with four of them in succession, but stopped breathing before having sex with the fifth. Wow. You know that fifth bitch was like, God damn it. You just had to die before I got mine. This is bullshit. And also threatening him with knives. You better give me that dick. Holding knives and sticks. You better give me that stick you got in your pants, or I'm gonna beat you with this one. And he's like, all my life I had to fight. First of all, okay, I'm almost positive that I didn't say his name right. Okay, let me try this again. Okay, oh, this is so horrible. Yoroko Onwanja. I know I said it wrong. Secondly, six wives is too damn many, okay? I can't even find one wife, and this jackass gets to have six? How is that fair to me? He's taking all the women. Thirdly, no matter where you come from, women will pretty much always take it a certain way if you are married to them and you pay more attention to younger women. It doesn't matter if you're married to that younger woman as well or not. We don't like that shit. That shit is annoying, and we will have something to say about that disrespectful ass behavior. Understand? Shit. Okay? I've never been married before, and I don't really understand the rules of poly relationships, but I will say this. If you can't treat your woman your women with equality, okay, then maybe you only need one wife. And I'm old school, so one woman is enough for me. All right? And the older I get, I don't understand how these people be in their, like, 30s and 40s and up fucking around with multiple women. I don't, or fucking around with multiple men or whatever the fuck you're into. It's just too many people. I can't. It's too much. It's too much going on. No thanks. I'm old school, all right? I don't have the time or energy to keep up with multiple people. To make multiple people happy is too much. It's too much. I can't even make myself happy. Shit. I'm supposed to make six other people happy? No, I don't have the time. So the poly life, it ain't for me. Okay, no thank you. Shit seems messy. I don't need no sister wives. I can do bad all by myself. Motherfucker died trying to sexually please six women. And I know there's a lot of people listening to this. They're like, you know, there's sounds like a good way to go to me. Let me tell you, there is no good way to die. Okay. <There's> the, especially when you're young, you know, I don't know how old this dude was, but I don't think he was in his 80s or maybe he was because he died fucking. I don't know his lifestyle. Okay. But there's no good way. Oh man, this is going to be a good way to die. Bust a nut and pass out. Nah, nope. Because I want to live to bust plenty nuts after that one. You know what I mean? That's just how I feel. Most men, in my opinion, and this is a very stereotypical opinion, would be greedy as fuck and think that this guy was living the dream. Nope. They threatened to kill him with knives and sticks unless they gave them his stick, and then he still died. Ain't that some shit? Okay, next story, y'all. This is just a lot. It's a nice little toe dip, isn't it? Yeah. So, death by sex with six wives. Sounds good. That was just a lot. Let's go on to this next. Six wives? Shit. All right, let's go on to this next story. I can't get one girlfriend and he gets six wives. I cannot tell you how jealous I am. Like, I know he's dead. I get it. That sucks. But he has six women who were like, I love you. Like, come on. I can't find one. Okay, I'm sorry. Moving on. Next story. Introducing Bustle.com, that's B-U-S-T-L-E, Bustle.com for this next bizarre death. And I have to tell you that this one definitely kind of freaks me out a little bit because I have done this probably a million times since I've had teeth. Okay. And, shit, I did it a couple of days ago, if I'm being honest with you. Eating too damn fast. Have you ever just bitten like the inside of your cheek or your tongue? It's the fucking worst. It's the worst feeling ever. And I've done it so many times in my life. Maybe because usually I was eating too fast and it was always like really good food. I have never bitten my tongue and or cheek eating food I don't like. Like there was you know what I'm saying? Because you only bite yourself, okay, when you're excited about the things that are in your mouth and you don't give a fuck about what's in there. Like, oh yeah, that's right, my tongue's in there. That's not the steak. Oh, that's right. Okay. So yeah, biting your tongue or your cheek, it's the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst. Okay. Now this could have been any of us, but luckily for us, modern medicine is a thing, so we live to tell the annoying tale. Okay. So this one, and read. So there's this dude named, well, actually, I'm not reading it. I decided to summarize it. Oh, guys, I summarized for you. So there is this dude named Alan Pinkerton. Okay. And if you are a true crime addict like myself, you may have heard of the Pinkerton National Detective Agency. All right. Now, the name of the company speaks for itself. They were and are very well known in the law enforcement community. Now, Alan was the founder, all right, and the Pinkerton National Detective Agency, for those of you who may not know, is a private security and detective firm, okay? And they were founded over 100 years ago, and they are still open for business to this day. So if you need security or a private eye or some shit, check them out. I'm assuming they're expensive as shit because they've been around for over 100 years. I don't have that kind of time or that kind of money. Anywho, Alan tripped and fell and ended up biting his own tongue in 1884 and died immediately. The moment he bit his tongue, he just died. I'm making that up. That's not the story. I'm kidding. Joking. There's more to the story. So what killed him was not the tongue bite itself, but it was the infection. Okay. It became gangrenous, and he got really sick. All right, so 3 weeks after he bit his tongue, he died in his Chicago residence. All right, now this was the 19th century, and you could die from things at that time that we can now properly treat. Technically, he died, you know, of the infection after he bit his tongue. Gangrene ain't no joke, okay? Because you can't just cut your tongue out. I mean, I guess you can, but I wouldn't want to do that. I'm not a doctor. I have no idea how that works. I'm not a rocket scientist or a chemist or a smart person. I'm a content creator, all right? I read things to you from the internet and tell you about them. You know, I make videos on YouTube. Leave me alone. So anyways, be careful when you're walking or running around. Okay, you might trip and bite your tongue and die. Okay, you can probably get your tongue treated these days, but either way, biting it sucks. So, shout out to modern medicine, bitches. Woo! Yeah, modern medicine. Yes, woo! Modern medicine. Shout out to that. Everyone's like, God damn it! I should have turned my shit down when she wooed. By the way, you should know that when I drink heavily, I am such a woo girl. It's not even funny. I'm one of those bit woo. I like to woo. I'm a woo girl, and it is what it is. And if you've ever seen How I Met Your Mother, the TV show, then you understand where I got that from. Okay, let's go on to the next story. Did you know that about 450 people die from falling out of their beds annually? Isn't that insane? Like, that's a high number. Like, how high are these beds? Or how high are these people? I don't know. I mean, okay, top bunk of bunk beds, I can totally see. They're pretty high up. But it just takes a weird angle of falling on your head and or neck, and it's a wrap. You know, I understand that I'm in my 30s, but I'm thinking about getting myself a crib just to be safe, just to be sure. You know, like I have not fallen out of my bed in quite some time. I have experienced a lot of sleep paralysis. I've experienced that. But falling out of my bed, I'm glad to say that it's been a minute, unless I just hit my head and blacked out. I don't remember doing it. But that's the worst. Falling out of your bed, it's like terrifying when you're asleep, because you're like, ah! It's kind of like when you're in school, and you know, when you fall asleep, and then you like jerk awake, and you're like, oh shit! And then everybody in the class gets freaked out, and they start laughing at you. It's kind of like that, but you're alone and naked. I sleep naked, by the way. There's a fun way to give you that information. So just pretend that I'm recording this podcast naked. You don't know what I'm doing. You're not here. You can't see me. I'm not, but I could be. I am. I'm totally naked. No, I'm not. They're like, I don't know what to believe. Is she naked or not? I'm not. I'm wearing some... Let me tell you what I'm wearing. Yeah, so I'm wearing some gray sweatpants. And I'm not a guy, so there's no dick imprint, but I'm wearing gay sweatpants. You know what? Let's go on to the next story. Because this just got weird for no reason. Okay, I may be gay, but let me admit this. Okay, maybe I shouldn't. But anytime I see a dude wearing gray sweatpants, I can't help but look down and see, is this why you're wearing them? Because everybody knows. It's like a thing. It's like a thing. And I think rapper The Game started that. Like, you know, dick prints, dick imprints and gay and gray sweatpants. I don't know if he started it, but he definitely does it a lot. He knows. But... Oh my God. Oh, I cannot wait to see what Olivia and Ebony have to say in the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. I know they're going to give me so much shit for this. And I'm only calling them out because they're the ones who tend to post anything in there. Nobody seems to post in there but me and the two of them. We have people that read it and comment on things, but they don't post their own stuff. So I got a feeling that Ebony and Olivia are going to just... get on me about that. Let's move on. Okay. It was nice talking about Dick and Prince of Gray Sweatpants. What a lovely topic. Okay. Next story. All right. So shout out to Melissa Chan from Time.com for this interesting article. This is something that I've never been through or even thought of. Okay. Well, no, I have been through this. It's just been a very long fucking time. Death by Hickey. Yes, love bites. You guys remember when you were in high school or probably even middle school, I don't know your lives, but you and you would make out with your boo thing, and sometimes they would leave a hickey on your neck or wherever they got their lips. That was like a thing. It was like a badge of honor. It's like, yeah, I didn't get none, but my neck is bruised. I don't know. Or maybe you saw someone in school that always had like an ass load of hickeys on their neck. Little did they know that their lives were in danger, or at least could have been. There is actually a 17-year-old boy, Julio Gonzalez, in Mexico City, that died after his girlfriend gave him a hickey. Yeah. Now, the hickey caused him to have a stroke, and a lot of doctors believed that the suction that it takes to leave a hickey resulted in a blood clot. The blood clot traveled to Julio's brain and caused him to have a stroke. He had convulsions while he was eating dinner with his family after making out with his 24-year-old girlfriend. He died soon after that. Which, the reason I said her age so loudly, because remember, Julio was 17. Okay, in my opinion, 24-year-old woman is way too old for a 17-year-old boy. Most men aren't mature. So when you're dating a boy as a woman, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Something is wrong with you, and that's gross. Don't do that. Ew. He can't even vote yet. What are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. Anywho. All right. So, okay. I'll say this before I go on to the next year. I would think the same thing if the genders were reversed as well. There's no double standard here. If Julio was older than she was, I would think that's gross. Just because she's a woman, it is often just kind of like, oh, well, he's lucky. He got himself an older woman. No, no, he is not mentally mature to be with a grown-ass woman. Okay? It's just a little odd to me. Okay? She was training to be a cougar already at the age of 24. Moving on. So, according to HuffPost.com, the 24-year-old disgusting chick is in hiding, okay? Because the parents, they were already not very wild about the relationship because of the age difference. And I have to say, if that were my child that died in the hands or in this particular situation, died in the mouth of an adult, it would be a good idea that I could not find this grown ass woman, because I can beat that bitch's ass, because we're both adults. I can beat that bitch's ass right now. I'll go to jail for my child. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Again, I don't have any children, but if I did, my children would be so fucking protected. You have no idea. Okay. So, this isn't even the first time that someone has had a stroke from a love bite. I think I prefer the term hickey because it's just more dramatic sounding than love bite. Love bite just makes it sound like, oh, it's gross. Oh, my heart bit you. No. Nah. When you suck someone's neck with so much force that you leave a bruise, that's a fucking hickey. They ain't no love bite. Anyways, a 44-year-old woman from New Zealand had a hickey that also caused a stroke for her. But luckily for her, it was a non-fatal stroke. She lost movement in her arm and was rushed to the hospital. Now, doctors did not initially know, you know, what the problem was until they came across a bruise that was on her neck. And unfortunately, it was literally on top of a major artery. And that created the blood clot, which caused the stroke. So listen, be careful out there when you necking with your boo thing. Shit could turn left pretty quickly. Maybe, you know, don't suck so hard. I don't know. Just You know, suck softly. I don't know your lives. Okay. On to the next story. All right, so BuzzFeed.com, I love them, by the way, had an interesting story to share, and it's not something I even ever really thought about until I came across it. Have you ever had to go to the bathroom so bad it hurt? Yeah, me neither, because I go to the fucking bathroom and I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm at the movies, in the airport. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to find a toilet. And if I can't find a toilet, I'm going to do the unladylike thing. I'm going to piss in public somewhere where I can't be seen. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. I remember when I was in my early 20s, I was living here in Atlanta. This is before I moved to LA. And I'm not going to say her name because those of you who are fans of mine and you know me for a while, you know who this person is. And I don't want to call her out. So anyways, it was her birthday. We were in Atlanta and we went to this club called Club Onyx. I think it's still a club now. I'm not really sure, but it's in the Atlanta area. And it was my homegirl's birthday. And we drank all night, have fun, blah, blah, blah. And she got really fucked up, okay? We were headed home, and I was going to drive, okay? So on the way to the car, she decided, I have to pee. So she found like a parking lot of cars, okay? Homegirl pulls her thong down, mind you, because she was wearing a very tight, super bright red dress. I mean, girl, it was so tight. Like if you saw her as a silhouette, you wouldn't even know she was wearing anything. She looked naked. It was so tight. Okay. Pulls down her thong underwear. All right. Rests her raw ass on the curb. Mind you, I'm holding her high heels, holding her stilettos. And she takes a piss and I'm trying to block her. So nobody can see what she's doing. And I'm also looking around to make sure she doesn't get caught by someone who's going to call the cops or the actual police. You know? So, yeah. No. People that I know, we pee when it's time to pee, including myself. That's the moral of that story. But can you imagine dying because you held in your pee? Well, that's what happened to Danish astronomer by the name of Tycho Brahe, which I think I said his name wrong. Look that shit up. T-Y-C-H-O. That's the first name. And the last name, B-R-A-H-E. And I looked it up, and that's how they pronounced it. So, but apparently there's more than one way to say it. Anyways, I have no idea how to say this man's name, period, point blank. But from what I understand, he was one of the first astronomers to even realize that the moon orbited the sun. So he is a huge part of the beginning of the education of the solar system, which is kind of cool. But he did think that the sun moved around the earth too for a while there, so he wasn't that smart. He's pretty smart though. Anyways, homeboy was chilling, all right, just straight chilling, all right, at a royal banquet in 1601, drinking heavily, because what else is there to do in 1601? So he had to pee, all right? But he didn't want to be rude because that wasn't proper etiquette to get up from dinner table to use the restroom during a royal banquet. So he held that shit in. He held it in. He didn't want to insult the rich dude that was hosting the party by leaving the dinner table to take a piss, all right? So he held it in so long, he later couldn't even urinate. And when he could, it was only a little bit of pee at a time, just little small increments of pee. And it hurt like hell to do it, okay? Because of that poor dude's choice, his bladder pretty much exploded inside of him, meaning it burst. His bladder burst. Dude was smart as shit. He was a scientist, but he died stupidly, unnecessarily. So the next time your mom says, hold it, be like, no, this dude named Tycho Brahe, he fucking died. So I'm not about to have my bladder burst because you don't feel like pulling over. Pull the fuck over. You tell your friends, you tell your family, when they tell you to hold it, you tell them you can't because you don't want to die of burst bladders. This is what I'm here, man. I'm here to save lives. This is the whole reason that I even created this podcast. To save lives. Oh, God, I hate myself so much right now. I kind of have to pee. Oh, my goodness. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't hold your pee if you don't have to. Just go somewhere and handle your business. Be like my friend in the tight red-ass dress. Pull your thong down and let it flow. Preferably where there is not a police officer or children nearby. Nobody, that's not a charge that you want on your record. Also, one wife is enough. And lastly, suck each other's necks, but not too hard. Have fun, but, you know, calm down. All right? And maybe don't give somebody hickey that's over their artery in their neck. Professionally silly life rules, people. I'm here to save lives. I have an idea. What we should do, dudes. That's fun. So on the podcast Facebook page, the Professionally Silly Pod Group, you guys should let me know your favorite quotes that you've heard me say on this show. My professionally silly life rules are a good way to start. I just want to know what is your favorite thing that I said per episode. I'm curious because I say a lot of strange, random sentences. Like last week was great. What was it? Damn it, Gina, get your titty out of my mouth. Your mom's here. Like that was fun. That was what was it? That was the embarrassing sex stories episode. That was fun. So anyways, that'll be fun. If you have any idea or you have a favorite thing that I've said, a quote from me, let me know on the Professionally Silly podcast group or the Twitter page at It's Pro Silly. I'm very curious about that. Also, if you liked the episodes that I do here, let me know on those social media platforms as well. Oh, and the podcast Instagram, while you're at it, same name. At It's Professionally Silly. I get silly on social media. So that was weird. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories that you want to share, maybe you have an interesting story of your own. As I said earlier, we have a scary experience story from a listener. And if you want to join in on the silly and the creepy for that episode, email me your scary experience to itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. And once again, the email address is down below in the show notes. Just copy and paste that bad boy and compose a new email. What's up? Have you had an intruder in your home? Did you see a ghost? Did something creepy happen to you at work or in your neighborhood? Send them in. I want to know. You can also leave me a message on the Anchor app or by my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast unless you guys say otherwise. I would love to hear from you, and I'm sure the people who are listening would like to hear from you as well. Thank you guys so much for coming back every week. It means a lot to me as a solo podcaster. I don't have anyone to banter with or to bounce ideas or jokes off of or to do the research. It's all me. And I appreciate that you guys listen and chill with me every week. I'm so appreciative to have the listeners that I have. It's not a lot of us that are part of the Pro Silly crew, but for those of us who are here, for those of you that are here and you come back every week and you're sharing the podcast and you left me reviews on Apple Podcasts and all that other good stuff, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. You can show your support for this podcast once again by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts, if you've got that. And if you have an iPhone or an iPad or maybe even an iWatch, I don't know. I'm already inside of you, dude. I'm already there, bro. The Apple Podcasts, that purple app that's sitting in your phone that you never touch, that's me. That's me. And be honest with you, I need your help. I need your help in order for this podcast to grow. I cannot do this alone. Without my loyal listeners sharing this podcast with their friends and family members and their neighbors and coworkers and what have you, without you leaving 5-star and written reviews, this podcast is not going to grow. I can't do this alone, and I'm asking for your help. I need your help, all right? So share this podcast with a friend, and let's have some fun together. And let them know, this podcast is available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, I think Podbean, Radio Public, and a few others. So, come help your girl out. Support me. Let me know. Let them know. And if you enjoy the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. And this will help the podcast continue to flow and help me move the silly forward and keep it going. You can make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month, $9.99 a month, or $4.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have any commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal, baby. Help me keep the silly flowing. Make sure you guys also check out the show notes for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels. Your girl is taking over the internet. You understand? So all of my personal and podcast social media information is in the show notes below. And I also included the links to the latest videos that I've made on YouTube in the show notes too, so you can see those down there. Also, if you're old school like me, you can always snail mail me at my P.O. Box if you like. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. That's down below in the show notes too. You can literally send me anything you want, and I'll open it right here on the air, and I'll even post a video of unboxing it on my YouTube channel. Just let me know if you want me to open the whatever it is, letter, gift, something you want me to try. Let me know if you want me to do that here on the podcast or here or on my Professionally Silly channel. Just let me know in a note or something. Let a bitch know. Oh my goodness. Once again, guys, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. No idea why I got sexual at the end. I don't know. I'm weird. I'll see you guys next week.